Audacity. Electioneering well underway in both Grenada and St. Kitts and Nevis. I'm Ken Richards and this is the Caribbean News Roundup. With the general elections scheduled to be held in Grenada on 23rd June, the incumbent Prime Minister Keith Mitchell, who called the snap election, has been hitting the campaign trail as he seeks a sixth term in office. According to Dr. Mitchell, his new national party, NNP, is still the best political party to run the country.
We have earned another term to complete the empowerment agenda that we are talking about. And having been in office, we understand that we would not have gotten everything right. We said and admit we have made mistakes. And we are proud to admit it and move away from repeating it. There are some fair criticism out there about some of the things we have done. We could have done better. Truth to be told, we shall never be satisfied. For all the reasons we have articulated, the new National Party remains Grenada's best bet. At this time, we have a cadre of leaders I am proud of. Young leaders, experienced leaders, who have already chalked up years of experience in the field.
The NNP's boast that it will win yet another national poll is being challenged by the NDP, the National Democratic Party. The 44-year-old NDP leader, Dixon Mitchell, who is hoping to win the St. David seat, is seeking to be Grenada's next Prime Minister in the June 23rd election. Meanwhile, in St. Kitts and Nevis, the population is awaiting the announcement of Election Day. Here are some of the voices already on the campaign trail, including the People's Action Movement, PAM, the People's Labour Party, PLP, and the St. Kitts Nevis Labour Party, SKNLP.
My wife is a young lady who stood up during the town hall meeting in constituency number 6 on Monday and said that she was a mother and that she feels as though she is part of the growing number of people in this country who have been left behind.
Rally with the People's Action Movement. Support the candidates of this People's Action Movement and ensure that we get a government of real unity come the next general elections.
We are determined to end the era of unfairness in whatever form it comes in. If we are to build a balanced and progressive society, the issue of unfairness must be confronted head on.
I saw the future, people, and the future look bright. The future look bright. If you see me walking around tongue in shades, it's not because the sun is in my eyes. It's because the future is so bright, I got to wear shades.
Michelle Obama once declared that success isn't about how much money you make. It's about the difference you make in people's lives. I stepped up to the plate as constituency representative some 6 years ago in service of the people and determined to be the difference I long to see in my constituency and the wider federation. 2 years ago, I asked the good people of West Bastyr to lend me their vote. They embraced me, and I in turn embraced the roles and responsibilities that I was entrusted with.
I want to touch on the electoral office. I want to really call out the supervisor of elections. Mr. Bailey, this is Dr. Drew, the leader of the St. Kitts Nevis Labour Party. In the name of democracy, please do better. We will not accept the shenanigans taking place in the electoral office. I'm asking fair-minded persons to call on Mr. Bailey. I'm calling and other organizations, those who have influence on the government, to say to Mr. Bailey that this type of actions taking place and the shenanigans in the electoral office, these things are not right and they will not be accepted.
And there also, of course, the Concerned Citizens Movement and the Nevis Reformation Party.
regardless of who is leading the island of Nevis, we are certain that whatever is supposed to be ours will be ours.
Yes.
And that is the direction the NRP is looking to go.
And here are we tonight. Should have been there for 5 years. And those who are saying we went to get a salary, well, hey, we could have stayed in Bastia, take knockabout. We could have stayed in Bastia, said nothing, do nothing, collect a salary. But I told my leader, listen to me. Once the people of Nevis are not getting what is rightfully theirs, once they're not getting their fair share, I am willing to stand up with them any day and make sure that we get what we truly deserve.
Concern about reinstating COVID-19 restrictions that were lifted in March are increasing after the fifth wave of COVID-19 was confirmed in Jamaica. Some are of the view that more focus should be placed on vaccinating Jamaicans, while others suggest that managing spread through hand washing, physical distancing, and mask wearing is more critical. Here's CVM News.
The confirmation of the fifth wave of COVID-19 in Jamaica by the Ministry of Health and Wellness comes with growing concerns about how the ministry will manage the spread. While some encourage vaccination, President of the Medical Association of Jamaica, Brian James, says vaccination is a long-term solution to prepare for a subsequent wave. But protocols such as mask wearing will help contain the current spread of the Omicron BA2 variant. James says that while he understands the need to have society return to normal, the removal of the mask mandate was premature.
Wearing a mask is not a dangerous thing, and it has been shown time and time again to be helpful in reducing the spread of the disease. Thirdly, Jamaicans do not have a good track record of following strong recommendations. They don't even have a good track record of following mandates. So if we remove the mandate, then we are ensuring that most of the people will stop wearing their masks. And people got the impression that COVID was over.
MSME Alliance President Donovan Wignall says that a thrust needs to be made to boost national vaccination numbers.
Most importantly, I think we should focus on getting the population to that point where we become COVID resistant. COVID is not going away. It is here. It is normal, and we have to learn to live with it.
Antigua and Barbuda and Guyana are looking forward to increased economic cooperation. These two CARICOM states on Friday signed a memorandum of understanding. As ABS News reports, it covers several sectors in which both countries expect to reap mutual benefits.
As you know, Antigua and Guyana share a very special relationship. Antigua is home to many, many Guyanese and has been not only home, but has been one of the countries in this region that has always treated Guyanese with dignity and respect.
President of Guyana, Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali, reflects on the long-standing relationship the two countries have shared. Since the establishment of the Caribbean Free Trade Agreement in Antigua in 1965, the two countries have shared strong ties. Now, Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbuda, the Honorable Gaston Brown, says the MOU signifies the countries taking their relationship a step further. The MOU signifies planned economic cooperation between the two countries in 8 sectors. These include tourism, financial services, agriculture, and air transportation.
Royal Caribbean recruitment attracts thousands in Guyana. Here's News Source Guyana.
With thousands of vacancies existing for its various cruise ships around the world, Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, through its recruitment company Castaway Hiring, has moved into the Guyana market and has already hired hundreds of young Guyanese on the spot for various cruise jobs. Over the past 4 days, the recruitment team held interview and hiring sessions in Berbice, Linden, and Georgetown. Over 350 persons were hired from Berbice and Linden alone. Today, more than 1,000 persons flocked the Marriott Hotel for the recruitment drive, and more than half of those filing applications were expected to be hired. The director of global operations and recruitment at Castaway, Fabiana Estrella, said there is no limit on the number of persons the company could hire from Guyana, since there are thousands of vacancies. She expressed satisfaction with the response in Guyana.
So we don't have a number, which is a good thing. Basically, whoever comes in and we see they're qualified for the positions available right now, which is almost every position on a ship except for the captain, we're probably able to help and place them in a position within the next few weeks.
Health authorities in Europe, the US and Australia are investigating a recent outbreak of monkeypox cases, a rare viral disease typically confined to Africa. Germany on Friday reported its first case of the virus, becoming the latest European country to identify an outbreak alongside the UK, Spain, Portugal, France, Italy, and Sweden. The US and Australia this week also confirmed their first cases as experts attempt to determine the root cause of the recent spike. While some cases have been linked to travel from Africa, more recent infections are thought to have spread in the community, raising the risks of a wider outbreak. So what is monkeypox and why should people worry about it? That question was put by CNBC.
Well, look, I think now that there's been community spread, it may be hard to fully snuff this out. I don't think it's going to become a major epidemic because this is a virus that's difficult to spread. You need sustained close contact or contact with the open sores. But there's so many cases now that are disconnected. This is spreading in the community, and there may be a lot more infection in what we're picking up. It has a long incubation period, upwards of 21 days. So there may be a lot of people currently incubating the virus. There's probably a lot of people who went undiagnosed or misdiagnosed because doctors aren't looking for it. Yeah. And given the fact that we've found so many disconnected cases, it does suggest that the spread right now is pretty wide.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Monday, 23rd May. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.